Good morning, Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
I mean, you've been working overtime here, Ken. There's a lot of stories to get to, so I'll give you a headline. You tell us what this is about. State Senate Democrats look to ban word and party names.
Yeah, Senator James Skoufis, has a bill that he's going to be introducing that would disallow the use of the word independent or independence in a party name, a state political party name. Other words have been banned as well, like Empire State and American. So he wants to add this. The thinking is the Independence Party, which, by the way, has been aligned with Senate Republicans for years now, the Independence Party, a lot of people think when they register that they're registering as an unaffiliated voter. They don't realize they're registering in a small minor party. He wants to change that. He calls it a scam. Others say it's vindictive. They never endorsed him, and he's going after them now on behalf of the Democrats.
Took the money and mum. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie is refusing to say how he and his members can accept a pay raise when they believe the committee that authorized them acted illegally, says Ken Lovett.
The Hastie's been really vocal about his opposition to the linking of pay raises to reforms like restricting lawmaker outside income and getting rid of legislative stipends. The governor says, who supports those moves, says, well, if you think it was implemented illegally by this pay raise commission, how can you accept the money? Hastie and his people refuse to say how that is so. There is a court case against the commission's ruling, and so the legislative Democrats are waiting to see what happens before proceeding.
How about a new state Senate panel eyeing a federal tax law impact raising revenue?
Yeah, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, the incoming Senate Majority Leader, has said that her members are not interested in raising taxes. She has this new subcommittee that she's going to actually elevate to be a committee that will look at not only Donald Trump and the federal tax reform package and its impact on local taxes. We've heard Governor Cuomo talk a lot about that issue, that he thinks it's going to raise property taxes for some as much as 30%. But they're also going to look for new ways to generate revenue without having to raise taxes. We'll see what they come up with.
Senate Republican leader John Flanagan, Suffolk County, is back in alcohol rehabilitation. He sent out a letter saying he acknowledged he needed to do this, and many of the Republicans were sympathetic but also angry.
Yeah, they've felt that, they would have liked to have known that when he was running for minority leader. He had been the majority leader. He won a 14-9 vote back in December. He went in again right around Christmas. But also upsetting to them has been, while they're sympathetic to him and are happy he's seeking treatment, they're upset that the transition into the minority has been going nowhere, that they haven't heard from him, which is now understandable. They didn't realize why at first. But people don't know. Staffers don't know if they still have jobs because they're going to have to cut jobs and how long they'll be on the payroll. So there was some anger. Most people are saying he's going to keep the minority leader position when he gets out of rehab, although some have suggested it might be better for him personally and for the conference as they try to move forward and look to rebuild that he step aside.
Well, Ken, we have another story here about an ethics complaint alleging pay-to-play politics by Dutchess County executive. Of course, that's also the GOP gubernatorial candidate who lost the race to Governor Cuomo, Mark Molinaro, has been dismissed.
Right. This case came up right in the heat of the campaign as Molinaro was attacking the governor over corruption charges. The governor and Dutchess County Democrats shot back, claiming there was pay to play within Molinaro's administration as county executive. They say that they alleged that a contractor with the county hired his wife and received tax breaks and contracts. Well, you know, the governor ran an ad on it during the campaign, trying to muddy up the argument over corruption. Well, the Dutchess County Ethics Board looked into it and said there was no truth to it, dismissed it entirely.
And a coalition of more than 50 national groups calling on Governor Cuomo to follow through on his commitment to enact campaign and electoral reforms.
Yeah, they're saying that New York can read the nation. The governor and the legislative Democrats have said that electoral reform, campaign finance reform are going to be among their top priorities in the first 100 days of the session. As a matter of fact, the legislature may make it its first bill or the first bills that they pass when they come back into session. So this national group says, look, you know, the House Democrats are pushing a campaign electoral reform bill, a campaign finance reform bill, and New York can lead the nation. They could show how it's done, and that they argue that it would give Democratic candidates across the country, including presidential candidates, something to point to when they're running in 2020.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays. For more, head to nydailynews.com. Ken, thank you, as always.
Anytime. Be well.